Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports development, including this year's basketball championship finals, the NHL hockey conference finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100th Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm doing a 2022 team preview for the Purdue Boilermakers. So if you enjoy this video or subscribe to the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. We have clips for our show on Instagram and our brand new LinkedIn page you can find for an amazing link to our podcast, available everywhere to podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcast, iTunes, iHeartRadio. And each and every single day, we have something coming out. Close to 1,000 episodes over there, over 1,000 plus on Facebook and YouTube. And if you have any suggestions for any future videos or episodes, please put it in our comments and we will definitely take it into consideration and put it in a future lineup. Well, let's get into it. Purdue in 2021, we're going to go back in time a little bit. What a great year they had. 9-4, 6-3 in the Big Ten. And they are the Music City Bowl champs. They beat Tennessee in a great game, 48-45 in OT. And like I said, they did very well for themselves this past season. And I think in 2022, man, they have a lot of hype around them. But can they maintain the level of play and excellence they had last year? We'll see. So looking at this team, right, last year they just had mediocre, modest expectations, nothing crazy. Then they knocked it out the water. So instantly you think, well, they're going to have the same thing again this year. We'll see. So, like I mentioned, last year they had 9 wins, their most since 2003, so it's been quite a while. And they had big upsets throughout the year. They beat Iowa, who was number 2 at the time. They beat Michigan State, who was number 5 at the time. So they were a crafty and a very good football team this past season. And like I said, they were close to getting that Big Ten West championship, that title, but then they kind of fell apart the last week of the season. They fell a game short of Iowa, who was tremendous last year. But coming into this year, right, you have Purdue head coach Jeff Brohm coming back for his 6th season. You got to build off that success somehow. And it's going to be a little bit tough because you're losing your best offense player with Big Ten wide receiver of the year, mind you, David Bell. He's gone. And also George Karloftis, your best defensive lineman. Both those gentlemen are now in the bigger, better league in the National Football League, kicking off their rookie years in just a few months. But you do get second team all Big Ten QB, Aiden O'Connell coming back, giving you experience there at quarterback position. So that's nice to see and giving you some stability at your best position and most important position there at the quarterback. But there's going to be a lot of camp battles. That's fun to watch, though, seeing who's going to break out, who's going to get that next man up, who's going to fall in the depth chart, who's going to rise up. So it's going to be interesting to see. But talking about the offense, like I said, you have O'Connell coming back, third season as a starter, and he's got really good arm strength and good intelligence for this Purdue system. It's a very high-powered offense. Their passing offense ranked first or second in the Big Ten in the last 4 seasons with Coach Brohm. So they were really heavy in throwing the ball. So getting him back, getting O'Connell back definitely helps out. Like I said, so you're getting some new receivers to throw to. I mentioned David Bell's out of here. You have Iowa transfer coming over, Tyrone Tracy. He can make up for some lost production last year. You also have Milton Wright, who's a senior, had close to 60 catches and 730 yards last year, 7 TDs. Like I said, he sat out the Music Bowl for academic reasons, so hopefully, you know, he can get this back. And he's also ruled out for 22 this summer, so hopefully, you know, get your grades on point, and hopefully we can be good here. But I think that some other guys, right, you have Brock Thompson, had a really good game in the Music Bowl. 7 catches, 217 yards, 2 scores as well. But he didn't practice in the spring yet because he is recovering from surgery on not one, but both of his knees. So hopefully that doesn't take a big toll on him. Fingers crossed for that. But you also have receivers like TJ Sheffield, Mershon Wright. They're going to have to take on an increased role for sure this upcoming year. And also sophomore Deion Burks, who's going to be their slot man probably this upcoming season. So it's going to be a little bit of a challenge, though, for Brohm this upcoming year. Like I said, you also have some help. You got Charlie Jones coming in for this upcoming year as well, another Iowa transfer who's helping out on the receiving corps. But looking at the tight end position, man, they are absolutely loaded. You got Payne Durham, 45 catches, 467 yards, 6 TDs last year. Garrett Miller and Paul Piffery are both coming back as well. The running game, you bring back your leading rusher, King Dore, 135 carries, 533 yards, and 2 scores. Average 3.7 yards per carry in the last few seasons with Purdue. Like I mentioned, they're definitely more of a throwing team as opposed to running. I think they're going to have to rely a little bit more this year on the running core just because you're losing some of your best guys in the receiving game. You also have Dylan Downing and transfers Kobe Lewis from Central Michigan and Samson James from Indiana will back up King. Like I said, James was a former four-star recruit committed to Ohio State, ran for 371 yards, 3 scores, and 2 seasons with the Hoosiers, and decided to come on over, and was looking pretty good in the spring game as well. But let's go over to the offensive line, guys, help see what they can do. Veteran unit, very experienced. You're getting 2 really good tackles with Cam Craig and Eric Miller. Center Gus Hartwig is coming back. Marcus Mabau and sophomore tackle Mahame Musa are really there. They're impressing the coaches. They're looking good during the spring drills, and they're definitely going to be the heart and soul for this team. I think they're really going to help out with the running game and protecting your quarterback in O'Connell. But looking at the defense this upcoming year, right, you're going to have Ron English and Mark Hagen. Both those guys are going to be co-defensive coordinators. Brad Lambert left the team after 1 year, went to Wake Forest. English is going to be doing the play calls, so he'll be the 4th different Purdue play caller on defense in the last 4 seasons, so not a lot of stability there over the last few years, unfortunately. But like I said, even though with Lambert, he called plays last year, Purdue had a better defense this past season, 7th in the Big Ten in terms of defense, only allowing 22.4 points a game, 8th in total defense with around 366 yards a game. But English and Hagen, they're going to run a 4-2-5 alignment with Jalen Graham up there as the safety. Their safety is looking good. I mentioned Cam Allen is looking good. Chris Jefferson is also coming back. You have cornerback Corey Treese. And also, he's a big guy at 6'3", 215. He also has 3 career interceptions. I expect those to possibly go up this year. Jamari Brown. And also, you have Indiana transfer Reese Taylor coming on over. They're going to be battling for the other starting cornerback job this upcoming season. You also have Auburn transfer O.C. Brothers. 3.5 tackles for loss this past year. He's going to enter this second season with Purdue, and we'll see how he can do. He's going to be one of the linebackers for the upcoming year, along with super senior, Simisi Fakasisli. I'm doing my best here, folks. you got the defensive line, right? You lost 2 of your talented guys with Karloftis, who had 5 sacks last year, and DeMarcus Mitchell at 4. Both those guys are gone. But there is hope that Kidron Jenkins and also Murray State transfer Scotty Humpich is going to help up and picks up some of that slack you lost with the draft and whatnot. Like I said, Jenkins, a good surprise for a freshman at 5 sacks. Humpich, 7 sacks in 3 seasons at Murray State. So you do, like I said, you have some good experience on the defensive line and whatnot. You have Branson Dean and Lawrence Johnson both coming back for their second season as starting DTs. So I'm interested to see how this team is going to do because you lost some key pieces. But I think that they'll be all right. Let's look at their schedule, though, and see who they play. So coming up, you have week 1, Penn State. That's going to be a tough one. Then you have Indiana State, Syracuse, FAU, Minnesota, Maryland, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Iowa in November on November 5th, Illinois, Northwestern, and right after the year, November 26th, you face off against Indiana with the Hoosiers. So it's going to be a tough matchup, man. It really is. And if you're Purdue, I think that it's going to be a little bit rougher of a season this upcoming year. I'm not saying it's going to be a bad season by any means necessary, but I think you get more around that 6-8 wins instead of the 9-10 this upcoming season. It's just going to be a little bit tough. But I mean, like I said, they could definitely prove me wrong. I think they could definitely slide their way into a top 25 finish once again. But it's going to hurt. Like I said, you lost Bell. You lost Karlaftis. O'Connell should be solid with his third season with the Brum offense here. Like I said, you got some pass catchers like Tracy, Sheffield, Dern. They're going to have to really step up, man. But let me know, what do you think? How will Purdue perform this upcoming 2022 season? Drop a comment. We would love to hear it. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. Like I said, if you enjoyed the video today, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. We have clips of our show on Instagram and our LinkedIn page as well. It's just another way for you to check out our podcast. We have a this podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio. Just look for our logo right there, the football on the 50-yard line, and you will find some of the best and most high-quality football content each and every single week with 15 to 20 episodes per week. We are the most consistent, hardworking group you can find. I can guarantee that with over 1,000-plus episodes. I have no idea how many we have. Probably close to 5,000, maybe 10,000. Who knows? We've been doing this for quite a long time on Facebook and YouTube. Close to 1,000 on our podcast. Go over there, check us out. Turn on notifications so you don't miss an episode. And like I said, if you have an idea for a future upcoming episode, please drop a comment, and we will definitely put that in our lineup for the very near future. I've been your host today, Logan Lewis. Have a tremendous day, everyone. And we will talk to you on another live episode of 100 Football Sports Talk Radio.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.